from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian government warns payment providers supporting online gambling transactions of sanctions. Independence Day celebration in Nusantara symbolizes Indonesia's progress towards becoming an advanced nation. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government will impose sanctions on digital payment service providers found supporting online gambling transactions. In his statement released on Saturday, Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics Budi Ari Setiadi said his ministry has sent warning letters to 21 providers operating 42 digital payment applications. The letters were sent after the ministry found indications they were being used as payment tools for gambling activities. Indonesia is continuing to take preventive measures for online gambling eradication. On June 14, 2024, Indonesian President Joko Widodo signed a decree establishing the Online Gambling Eradication Task Force. The first ceremony and celebration of the 79th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia in its new capital city, Nusantara, East Kalimantan, signifies the country's progress towards becoming an advanced nation. Indonesian Communication and Informatics Ministry's Director General of Public Communication and Information, Usman Kansong, stated on Saturday, he ensured that holding two state ceremonies for Independence Day doesn't violate any existing laws. The government has made all-out efforts and conducted routine evaluation so the historic ceremony in Nusantara on August 17 can run smoothly. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi, who has echoed the government's commitment to continuing to support the progress of the shipping business from a policy perspective in an endeavor to advance Indonesia's marine tourism. In this context, the government provides operational facilities for yachts and cruises to operate in Indonesia. He started at the Indonesian National Ship Owners Association Yacht Festival 2024 talk show in Benoa, Bali, as disclosed by a statement from the Transportation Ministry in Jakarta on Saturday. Now we move to the international news. The White House said it was deeply concerned about an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza City school compound on Saturday that local civil defense officials say killed around 100 people. This added to condemnation of the attack from several Arab states, Turkey, Britain, and the European Union's foreign policy chief. The school compound in Gaza City housed displaced Palestinian families. The Gaza Civil Emergency Service, which has a credible record citing casualty numbers, said about 100 people were killed in Saturday's strike. Russia on Saturday announced what it called a counter-terrorism operation to increase security in the border region, where an incursion by Ukrainian forces this week caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities in the 2.5-year-old war. The Russian Defense Ministry said fighting was continuing in the Kursk region and that the army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces. Bangladesh Chief Justice and Central Bank Governor have resigned, officials said on Saturday, as student protests that forced Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to flee have widened to target more officials appointed during her time in office. Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan resigned, the Law Ministry's advisor Asif Nazrul said in a Facebook video post after students warned him of dire consequences if he didn't. We end the news with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach that will not seek to remain in the post after the end of his second term in 2025, despite calls from members to stay on, he said on Saturday. Bach, a German lawyer in charge since 2013, surprised members at the end of their session in Paris, saying he was asked to continue but wouldn't attempt to extend his mandate. The new IOC president will be elected in March 2025 at the session in Ancient Olympia and will take over in June of that year. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on President reminds staff of global economic risks. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the advanced Indonesia cabinet on Monday. At the presidential office Jakarta, in the meeting, the president and ministers discussed the government work plan, financial note, and the draft state budget of 2025. The president opened the meeting by highlighting the importance of accommodating program of the elected president in the 2025 draft state budget. However, he also emphasized vigilance against the risk of a global economic slowdown, especially related to interest rate policies and geopolitical tensions that the potential to trigger a food crisis and the increase in oil prices. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that the 2025 draft state budget must focus on top priorities and not cover too many programs. Meanwhile, President-elect Prabowo Subianto and Vice President-elect Gibran Rakabuming Raka have agreed on various macroeconomic situation that will affect the implementation of the 2025 fiscal year state budget. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, after attending the limited meeting led by President Joko Widodo, said that the 2025 state budget was prepared by the government of President Joko Widodo, Vice President Maruf Amin, as well as Minister of Advanced Economic Cabinet, with various macroeconomic assumptions, both from global and national perspective. A number of economic situations which will affect the 2025 draft state budget are namely economic growth, inflation, interest rates on government securities, rupiah exchange rate, oil prices, oil lifting and gas lifting in the last 10 years. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani added that currently the ministers are finalizing the direction of President Joko Widodo and the president-elect for the preparation of the 2025 state budget. And that was this week's Spotlight.
You're gone, I know there's I'll start today in history with August 11, 1952, Hussein bin Talal crowned as King of Jordan. Hussein bin Talal was crowned King of Jordan when he was not yet 17 years old. He succeeded his father, Talal bin Abdullah, who ascended the throne 1 year earlier. Quoting kinghussein.gov, Hussein was inaugurated as the king of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan on August 11, 1952. The Guardian Council was formed until King Hussein officially ascended the throne on May 2, 1953, when he assumed his constitutional powers after reaching the age of 18. According to the Islamic calendar, King Hussein led Jordan until his death on February 7, 1999, with a leadership period of 46 years. King Hussein became the longest-serving head of state in the world. Moving on to August 11, 1982. Bomb explosion on a Pan American World Airways plane. A bomb exploded on a Pan American World Airways plane on its way from Japan to Hawaii. The aircraft, also called Clipper Ocean Rover, suffered minor damage, but the pilot was forced to make an emergency landing. He managed to land in Honolulu. The incident killed one passenger and injured 16 others. Mohammed Rashid, a Jordanian citizen associated with the May 15 organization, was accused of being the perpetrator of the attack. The August 11, 2012, earthquake in Azerbaijan province, Iran, becomes the last record of today history in Voice of Indonesia. The 2012 East Azerbaijan earthquake, also known as the Alhar earthquake, struck on August 11, 2012. Near the cities of Alhar and Farzakan in East Azerbaijan province, Iran. At least 306 people were killed and more than 3,000 injured, mainly in rural and mountainous areas northeast of Tabriz. The tremors were felt in Armenia and Azerbaijan, although no major damage was reported. And that was today in history, over Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our programs in German through frequency 4755 kHz on August 4, 2024. The SINPO was 35333. Hello, sir. Thank you for always monitoring our broadcasts. Your reception report has been forwarded to the German section. My colleague will reply to your email soon. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. In the meantime, let's enjoy this beautiful song. Enjoy.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's My Indonesia, gold medals at the Paris Olympics for the anniversary of Indonesian independence. The 79th anniversary of Indonesian independence on August 17, 2024, received a special gift from the 2024 Paris Olympics with gold medal from rock climbing sport by Frederick Leonardo and weightlifting by Rizky Juniansyah. The most phenomenal achievement of the gold medal was the Olympic record engraved in the name Rizky Juniansyah in the class 73 for the clean and jerk lift with a total lift of 199 kg. This means that in addition to the athlete's name, Indonesia's name is engraved in the book of the world's greatest sporting event. It was not in vain that achieved the mission of the Indonesian contingent. Anindya Bakri brought the family of lifter Rizky Juniansyah to Paris to boost his competitive spirit until it produced sweet results with a gold medal. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo appreciated Indonesia's success in winning two golds at the 2024 Paris Olympics from the sport, climbing, and weightlifting categories. According to President Joko Widodo, he ensured that the government would provide bonuses for athletes who won medals at the 2024 Paris Olympics. For the sport of weightlifting, the tradition of winning medals has always existed, even if not gold medals, starting since the 2000 Sydney Olympics, when female lifter Lisa Rumbewas won a silver medal. Since then, almost every Olympic event, weightlifting has always won medals. Meanwhile, rock climbing as a new sport that has just been competed in the Olympics, and it has won gold medals for Indonesia. Weightlifting and rock climbing have changed the map of Indonesia gold medal achievements in the most prestigious sporting event in the world, which is usually contributed by badminton. Meanwhile, badminton itself at the 2024 Paris Olympic managed to contribute a bronze medal from the female badminton player Gregoria Mariska Tunjung. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, from July 26 until August 11, Indonesia sent 29 athletes to compete in 12 sports, while at the 2024 Olympics, this time 45 sports were competed. And that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we'll reply to a letter from Peter Moller in Germany. In his letter, he reported that he was listening to German programs on May 12, 2024 through streaming with the simple 55555. Wow, it was excellent simple. Your letter will be replied to my colleague from the German section immediately. Now let's enjoy this next song special for you. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's Indonesian Wonder, nasi penggal from Kebumen, Central Java. Listener, Indonesia, which is so vast and has many provinces, certainly has a variety of culinary delights. Kebumen, which is located in Central Java Province, also has a typical rice dish called nasi penggal or penggal rice, which is often the breakfast choice of the local people. Nasi penggal means rice balls. Nasi penggal, which is formed into balls with the size of ping pong balls, is served with thick soup made from beef tendon and coconut milk called opor, plus another soup which is spicy, also made from coconut milk but with chili and young jackfruit called jangan gori pedas. There are additional peanut sauce and fried tempeh called mendoan as the side dish. Rice that is formed into balls tastes savory from the coconut oil used when shaping the rice. The seller usually puts the rice that has been formed into balls in a basket arranged in layers. The way of serving the rice penggal is also quite unique. Instead of a plate, it is served using banana leaves called pincuk as base and suru as spoon, which is also made of banana leaves. It is believed that banana leaves will provide a distinctive aroma. A pincuk of nasi penggal usually contains 8 to 15 rice balls, poured with coconut milk gravy from the thick soup, and additional side dishes like fried tempeh and peanut sauce. It is usually served with hot tea and sold for 15,000 rupiah or around $1. Listeners, although there is no literature explaining this origin, it is said that nasi penggal or penggal rice was created in 1948 when Kebumen residents supplied food for the youth fighting in the Independence War. Nasi penggal was created to facilitate the distribution of food at the time, so that it became a symbol of the fighting of Kebumen heroes. Listeners, for those of you who love culinary tourism, if you are in Indonesia, especially Kebumen, try to taste nasi penggal or penggal rice, which is often used as breakfast menu by the local people. And that was Indonesian Wonder.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I will reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharjee in India. In his email, he enclosed audio of English programs. Thank you so much, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharjee. It was very clear, and as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Terlampau sering kau buang air mataku, tak pernah kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti. hati aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Teramat sering kau membuat patah hatiku. Kau datang padanya, tak pernah ku tahu. Kau tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini selama ku tahu. Tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still listening to the English service of Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
In today's Miscellany, with the tell, Indonesian team brings home 2 silver and 2 bronze medals at the IEO 2024.
The Indonesian Economics Olympiad team successfully brought home 2 silver medals and 2 bronze medals at the International Economics Olympiad held in Hong Kong at the end of July. The International Economics Olympiad is an annual competition for high school students around the world in the field of economics designed to foster creative problem-solving skills in students interested in economics, business, and finance. Two silver medals were won by Nazia Fila Azkiatakia from SMAS Pribadi Bandung and Andrew Pratama Ko from SMAS Kristen Nam Penabur. Meanwhile, the bronze medal was won by Nathaniel Pradipta from SMAN 47 Jakarta and Gilbert Lin Wu from SMAS Dharma Yuda Pekanbaru. Before representing Indonesia at the IEO, the students were the winners of the 2023 National Science Olympiad in Economics, who had first undergone 3 stages of selection and coaching from the National Achievement Center. The coordinator of the Indonesian team at the International Economics Olympiad, Dwi Wulandari, said that the Indonesia had to compete with 53 teams from 52 countries at the 2024 International Olympics Olympiad. This year's International Economics Olympiad participants were the most compared to previous years. With the hot weather condition, the students competed with high spirits and were very good. She said that the struggle of the Indonesian Economics Olympiad team was not easy because they had to go through 3 series of competitions, namely economics in the form of multiple choice and open questions, financial literacy in the form of theory and question, and business cases in the form of group presentation. That was Miss Lenny.
Kau hancurkan aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Tatapan yang sama, rasanya yang lama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu, ku coba hubungiku, salah hatiku berharap padamu. Mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja tatapan yang sama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka.
Of Indonesia.
Begitu mudahnya ku terkagum pada pandangannya, pada hal-halnya sekilas mudah ku temukan pribadinya dan kegemarannya. Mungkin kau takkan menyangka, ku simpulkan aku suka. Tapi apa iya, sialnya ku jatuh cinta. Entah sayang entah hanya penasaran, semua tingkah
cinta nowadays I'm not too sure. Aku tak yakin
cinta semakin.
Until I see you late, girl, late night show. Venue ni gelap, but baby you glow.
Let's shine, you're ready.
Aku jatuh cinta, entah sayang entah hanya pernah.
Tapi depan kamu baby nyali aku menciut. Tak kusangka, tak percaya, tak kuasa, tak berdaya. Tak tahu what should I do, tolong tell me what I do. Aku suka warna kamu, aku suka all your tone. Aku muak jumpa kamu, cuma tiap on the phone.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. Please give your suggestion and criticism to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.